the edible insides of a pig or a calf, all that stuff inside the animal.
They call that his entrails.
All right, and they, now some people eat the hog intestines.
Mm-hmm. Well, they stuff it. They wash him and put salty anything in, don't you?
Yeah. Well, that would be like a casing for sausage. Some people turn them inside out and scrub them and fry them.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do they call that?
I don't know.
Chitlins?
Yeah.
Chitlins. Young chickens.
No, that's the inside.
That's what that is.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, the time when you give the animals their food, you call that?
Feeding.
Yeah. Would you call that feeding time or chore time? Or
feeding time.
All right. And how did you call your cows in from the pasture?
We call them soup cows, soup heifers, soup jersey, or whatever your name was.
You called each cow separately then?
If you've got a name.
Did you have, and to make the cow stand still at milking?
Well, you didn't have to feed her a little at a time.
Did you ever say anything to her?
So?
And any special calls to calves?
Calves.
The young calves.
Sick calves.
And then calls for mules and horses to make them turn left and right.
Gee and haul.
Now, did you say that? Did you use that also with oxen? Did they respond to that?
Yeah, you learned that.
The oxen was.
You can holler gee and haul. But you got to train oxen like that with a whip on that if you make him know what you mean. They're a little bit stubborn than a horse or a mule.
I see. More than a mule, huh?
Yeah.
And then calls to horses to get them in from the pasture.
Cope.
Okay. And then they calls to get a horse started.
Get up.
And to get them, and then after you get them going, you might tell them.
Whoa.
Yeah. But then if you wanted to urge him on.
Get up.
And he's going on to go from the pasture.
Yeah, get up.
Okay. And then calls to pig.
Piggy.
Well, you wouldn't say it like that. How would you say it nowadays? You say piggy.
Piggy.
Pewy, huh? Okay. And then how about, now sheep you didn't have, and now what about chickens?
Yes, Sam, how about you do chickens, huh? Chicken.
And the horses, if you're going to take a horse out for...
You call them cope?
Yeah, but then if you're going to put the stuff on them to take them out...
They call it harnessing.
Okay. And the things you hold when you're driving a horse.
Line.
And then things you put your feet in.
Stirrups when you're riding one.
Okay, now, when you're riding a horse, would you still call them lines if you're on a saddle horse?
Well, you got stirrups to put your feet in.
And then you hold on to the...
To the bridle reins.
And in plowing, the horse on the left is called, maybe the one that walks in the furrow is called...
Leader.
And it's
working on the off or working in the lead.
Working on the off or the lead. That would be the off horse is the
one that's on the land and the other's in the furrow.
And the one in the furrow is the leader. I see. And then if you're talking about wheat, you might say we raise the big.
What kind of crop?
Yeah.
Maybe the big corn crop or a wheat crop. Or
all right. And when you were talking before about the about clearing the land, I wanted to ask you about that. Now, the